Nolte, CNN invents dangerous conspiracy theory about Trump refusing to leave presidency. By John Nolte on May 8, 2019. CNN is so desperate to attack President Trump. The far-left cable channel is now manufacturing dangerous hypothetical conspiracy theories about the future. Although Democrat Stacey Abrams still refuses to concede the 2018 Georgia gubernatorial race, that she lost by a whopping 55,000 votes. Although Hillary Clinton still claims she was cheated out of the presidency, rather than report on or criticize those two un-American harridans, CNN is instead fabricating scenarios out of thin air to paint Trump as a dangerous and unstable dictator. Without evidence, the sinking CNN is spreading a futuristic conspiracy theory where Trump loses his 2020 re-election bid and refuses to leave the Oval Office. Now, close your eyes and imagine this: Trump narrowly loses, by 20-ish electoral votes, in 2020. He refuses to concede, insists there has been widespread election fraud and notes that Democrats and the media have been trying to steal from him since he was elected in 2016. Doesn't seem all that outlandish, does it? That comes straight from CNN chief Jeff Zucker, I mean, one of his ventriloquist dummies, Chris Saliza, wrote it for him. But that is Zucker talking, and I won't link to it because I don't link reckless conspiracy theories. Somehow, after wasting more than 5 years getting every major national story exactly wrong. The Trayvon Martin hoax. The hands up, don't shoot hoax. The Russia collusion hoax. The Brett Kavanaugh serial rapist hoax. The Covington High School boys hoax. Somehow this basement rated, and still falling, outlet is scraping an all-new barrel bottom. Think about it, CNN is now peering into the future to spread fake news. And this actually is dangerous fake news. The kind of conspiracy theory that works as an assassination dog whistle. And CNN knows this, and Chris Sniperscope Saliza sure as hell knows it. Constructing this kind fan fiction for the hashtag resistance is a deliberate attempt to smear Trump as mentally ill. As a unique danger to America. Which is the perfect way to whisper to would-be assassins that history would declare them a hero. This is not hyperbole on my part. Never forget, this is the same CNN that jokes about Trump's plane crashing. Turns a thug who tried to attack Trump into a folk hero. Publicly fantasizes about Trump's assassination keeping Obama in office. Defends a play sponsored by CNN's then parent company that depicts Trump's gruesome assassination. Routinely and without evidence declares Trump mentally ill and unstable. Points what looks like a sniper scope directly at the Oval Office. And now, as a means to deliberately increase hate and paranoia against our president, CNN is accusing Trump of doing something 19 months from now. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.